Malaysia has seen the highest spike of COVID-19 cases over the weekend, with most of the cases being linked to the Tap Lai gathering at Sri Petaling. Because of this, mass gatherings have been banned and concerts and other large events in the country have been postponed. However, despite the pandemic outbreak, a fishing competition was held in Port Dickson, where more than 1,500 participants took part in the event. This number does not include onlookers who were at the event as well. According to Sin Chu Daily, the Tourism Malaysia Surfcasting Tour 2020 was co-organized by Tourism Malaysia and Wakali Event Management in conjunction with Visit Malaysia 2020. Present at the event was President of Port Dickson Municipal Council (MPPD) Mohd Zamri Mohd ESA and Malaysia Senior Director, Domestic and Events Division, Dato Dr. Amar Abid Gapar. Dr. Amar said that the competition drew 1,515 participants compared to 1,827 in the previous year and added that the competition was necessary to boost domestic tourism, reported Harian Metro. To me, this is enough because the country is facing the COVID-19 outbreak. We also have to screen and take safety precautions against this contagious disease, he said. This kind of competition is important to boost domestic tourism as it is the only economic resource that can help the country. The winner took home RM 60,000 cash prize, while the second place and third place winners took home RM 10,000 and RM 5,000 respectively. Is it really necessary for large events like this to carry on amidst the COVID-19 outbreak in order to boost domestic tourism? Let us know in the comments below. Also read, China claims COVID-19 peak is over for them hours after WHO declared the outbreak a pandemic. You have reached the end of this story.